This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 55 degrees this morning. Cloudy all day. Slight chance of drizzle, pretty much like yesterday, actually. High today in the upper 60s, about 68, 69. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, a better day. Mostly sunny with a high of about 70 degrees. If you're wondering about the weekend, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 68. Saturday night, cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy again with a high of about 70 degrees. Simultaneously, 18 new businesses opened their doors last night with the official grand opening of Launch Chapel Hill.
Government, business, and higher education can come together to create a great economy. That's how Chapel Hill got to where it is today, and it's the only way we're going to meet the future we know our community deserves.
That's Chapel Hill's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt speaking just outside the business incubator located on Rosemary Street. He, along with Launch's entrepreneur-in-residence Jim Kitchen, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, and Orange County Commissioner's Chair Barry Jacobs, symbolized the finalization of a process Downtown Partnership Executive Director Meg McGurk says was almost exactly a year in the making.
We have all of these ventures that have already been in here for a few months that are already growing with these fantastic ideas. I mean, there's some of the most creative ideas inside of Launch right now. We all talk so much about what we want, but we actually made this happen.
The grand opening came on the day when Orange County's unemployment rate for March was released and once again came in as the lowest in the state. Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson says it's opportunities like Launch that will continue to bring that number down and help all of Orange County thrive.
Chapel Hill Carrboro and Orange County have a great economy. We were late into this recession. We are first out, and entrepreneurship and innovation is going to be our future. We're going to focus on the university's growth and expansion, the hospital, education, and then things like this, like Launch Chapel Hill, where small and mid-sized enterprise can thrive here in our community.
And while jobs are statistically increasing in Orange County, Chapel Hill relies heavily on the creation of jobs from UNC. But as Chancellor Thorpe says, the continuous budget cuts handed out by the state legislature put a kink in that plan.
These are the jobs that will move the meter in terms of the unemployment rate. The university is lucky if we can keep our budget flat right now. So there's not going to be huge amounts of new hiring there, but the entrepreneurial businesses can grow quickly, and the more we start here, the more they can do that and contribute to Orange County's economy. So great news on the unemployment rate, and this is certainly part of the whole picture.
The Venture Lab is 3,500 square feet, so all 18 businesses are literally right next door to each other. While there are mentors and coaches helping them to eventually reach their goals of getting outside the four walls of Launch and helping them to be self-sustaining, Kitchen says some of the help has to come from one another.
A key part of this is really going to be getting these businesses to create this culture where they do support one another.
Each business startup signs a six-month agreement with Launch. If needed, that contract can be extended to 1 year. Then it's out into Chapel Hill, where Kitchen says there are a lot of opportunities just around the corner.
We have 140 West. Very soon we're going to have 123 West, which is the former University Square space. And then these companies will move to these other places across the street. So it's an incredible new ecosystem that we're developing here.
Last night's event welcomed many people from the community to walk through the new business incubator. You can see a gallery of images from the event on our website, chapelboro.com, where you can also find more information on Launch and its 18 ventures and hear the official remarks from last night's grand opening. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's an exciting time right now in Carrboro as well. And Cameron's Gift Shop is changing locations after 32 years at University Mall. It's moving to the 300 East Main space in Carrboro, the redevelopment project that hopes to be the entertainment, dining, and shopping center of downtown Carrboro. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We just started thinking about new possibilities, different things we could do to increase our traffic. And at the same time, we'd heard about 300 East Main and found it intriguing, so we started a conversation with them and pretty instantly felt like it was the right place for us.
That's Wendy Smith of Cameron's. The shop calls itself a local gallery of jewelry, cards, clothing, bath, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's has been in their current space since 1987, but have been in the University Mall location since 1981. Cameron's will most likely be the first tenant to open in 300 East Main. Smith says they hope to move into their new space by late July or early August this year. Leasing agent Patty Benedict is a partner with Main Street Properties, the developer behind the project. She says Cameron's was a good fit for the space because it's been a part of the community for decades.
From the beginning, particularly really for this first phase, we have focused on targeting North Carolina-based companies, restaurants, and retail space to get them to the area.
Joining Cameron's will be the Charlotte-based Hickory Tavern, a family dining and sports cafe. Moonlight Management of Raleigh will be opening two restaurants in the location, East Main Meatball Shop and a tequila and empanadas restaurant that's still in the conceptual stages.
I think Carborough really does buy local, and I think Chapel Hill does as well, that they appreciate boutiques and unique food offerings and tastings.
Benedict explains 300 East Main's development will be done in three phases. The opening of their restaurants and Cameron's relocation is a part of phase one. She says about 18,000 square feet of the first floor retail and restaurant spaces will be completed as a part of the first phase, as well as a parking deck adding 500 spaces. Hampton Inn and Suites is currently under construction right now. It's also included in phase one of the project. For more information about 300 East Main and the other phases of the redevelopment, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's unemployment rate continued to fall in the final month of the first quarter, dropping an additional 0.3%. That's a trend that all but one of the state's counties experienced. According to the North Carolina Department of Commerce, Labor, and Economic Analysis Division, Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate, not seasonally adjusted, in North Carolina in March at 5.6%. That's compared to Graham County, which remained the highest in the state at 17.8%. The jobless rate in Orange is also down 0.3% from March of 2012. The only county that didn't see a decrease was Wilson County, which broke even at 12.3%. To see a breakdown of county-by-county unemployment rates for March 2013 across North Carolina, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill is certainly growing at a fast rate. That story coming up in just a moment on WCHL. You will also hear from UNC Chair Holden Thorpe. It is 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed, great tasting coffee. Fast, so good they guarantee it. And don't forget those big 79-cent fountain drinks, no matter how big, even those 32-ouncers, only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Everything looking clear right now. No reports at this time. Now, if you do see something, remember, you can call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 and be a WCHL Road Warrior, or you can tweet us at our Twitter account, at WCHL, if you do see anything out there throughout your morning commute. But just remember, we ask you to pull over and do it safely.
Well, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again in about a half hour from
now. All right, sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather is presented by the Carolina Inn. All kinds of great specials at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar every day. A daily special today happens to be Thirsty Thursday. Stop in for half-priced bottles of wine. Can't beat that. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. It's going to be cloudy all day today with a slight chance for drizzle. High today in the upper 60s. Right now, 55 degrees at WCHL. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of about 70 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low 45. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy again with a high of about 70 degrees. Certainly have some mild temperatures on the way. There is no question about that.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Chapel Hill is growing rapidly. The need for sustainable development is vital for the future of our town, but as we grow, affordable housing is in jeopardy. In 1990, the population was 94,000. As of last year, it had grown to 138,000. Here's Fred Black, a Chapel Hill resident who served in the military for 26 years and is very active in our local community.
One of the things that strikes me is that when we talk about growth, in a major way, we're talking about coping with change. And change, of course, can be very, very difficult to deal with, particularly on elected bodies, but even citizen groups have a hard time sometimes getting their hands around change.
Black moderated a panel during WCHL's community forum that focused on how the high cost of development, the lack of affordable housing, the state of public transportation, how it all affects the town's planning process. George Cianciolo is a Duke University Associate Professor of Pathology and former chair of the Chapel Hill Planning Board. Cianciolo said builders participate in the high-end market as opposed to affordable housing because the cost of getting into the market is so high, but the returns are also high. He says it isn't worth their risk of investing in affordable housing when they know they'll get the returns from high-end housing. Here is Cianciolo.
I think what we did wrong was we did not keep our eye on the ball in terms of the balance between commercial growth and residential growth. And we've had excellent residential growth. I think we've tried to plan our residential growth. But in doing so, we lost the fact that without that commercial tax base, we put much more pressure on the residential taxpayers.
But Dolores Bailey of Empowerment says the group has negatively affected affordable housing.
Even as we grapple today, not just with Northside and Pine Knolls, as we look at this over and over again, we are pushing out those people. As we grow and it looks great and we're bringing in lots of different types of people, there's a certain level of folk that are not being addressed.
Here's Carborough Board of Aldermen member Damon Siles.
We have, I think, despite our best intentions, experience a little bit of sprawl. I don't think that that type of residential development is something that is ultimately going to be sustainable.
Orange County Commissioner Renee Price says that when you venture into the rural areas surrounding Chapel Hill, the residential subdivisions have really popped up. And she says this is causing the loss of farmlands.
We're changing the landscape of Orange County and what it looks like and who's here and who's not here.
Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill Economic Development Officer, explained that home values are unusually high in our region and about 8% higher in Chapel Hill. This is also accompanied by a high property tax.
We need to go back and understand how we arrived at that destination that we decided we shouldn't let the market dictate what seemed to be appropriate for this area. We should go back to the basic premise that the market will guide and direct itself.
The panel also tackled the idea of public transportation. They agree that it goes hand in hand with growth. To read more about that and the other topics covered during our WCHL forum, you can go to our website at chapelbro.com. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe says it was possible to narrow down the investigation into the African and Afro-American Studies Department simply in regards to academics and athletics. It would center around two figures connected to the department's administrative assistant, Debbie Crowder.
In terms of the athletics part, you know, I think there's been all this discussion about whether it was an athletics thing or wasn't an athletics thing. Of course, the athletes knew about this, and we have been transparent about the fact that Debbie Crowder is the longtime partner of Warren Martin, and it was in the Martin Report, and in my opinion, and maybe not acknowledged to the extent that it should have been, that Burgess McSwain, the longtime basketball tutor, was a close friend of Debbie Crowder's. So that provided the access to what was going on.
The aftermath of the multiple investigations into the AFAM department, both internal and external, have left the university with a myriad of policies to try and make sure the same thing doesn't happen again. However, Chancellor Thorpe says he hopes it's not too much.
The only thing that worries me about the changes in oversight is whether it's overkill and whether we'll be able to sustain it. So I think there's no question that we've got lots of policies in place to catch this kind of thing. But I think more importantly in terms of the culture, as I've said numerous times in this interview, is, you know, recognizing that this place isn't perfect and things can happen here. And this happened for 14 years and lots of great, great people who served this university well were administrators during that time, and none of us caught this.
The chancellor's comments came in a WCHL News special end-of-term interview with Jim Hebner. You can hear part five of that interview this morning at 8:30. And then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL. Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we'll talk about budgeting in our community. Again, a story coming out of our forum on WCHL. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board will revise the walk zones for several neighborhoods when the board meets tonight. The redistricting associated with opening the new Northside Elementary and converting Frank Porter Graham Elementary into a magnet school led administrators to review the current walk zones. Neighborhoods must be no more than a mile and a half from school to qualify as a walk zone. Households in those neighborhoods are not eligible for busing to and from school. Potentially impacted neighborhoods include Elliott Woods Apartments, Colberth Ridge, Spring Valley, and Webwood. The school board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Citadel Bulldogs didn't have to wait long in last night's game at Boshimer Stadium to see why UNC is the top-ranked baseball team in the country. Tar Heels are just an outstanding baseball team, and certainly they have some hot bats. In the bottom of the second, Colin Moran unleashed a grand slammer to right field to put the Heels on top of the Bulldogs, 6-0. At that point, again, here's how it all happened.
The 0-1. Whoa. Moran skies this to deep right. Hello, grand slam. Moran clears the bases on an 0-1 pitch, and a towering fly ball over the right field fence into the trees has made this a 6-0 Carolina advantage.
P.J. Hairston threw the opening pitch of the game, warming up the mound for Hobbs Johnson, who in five innings allowed just two hits and pitched a season-high 9 strikeouts for the Tar Heels. Sophomore Michael Russell helped tack on another run for Carolina in the fifth inning with an RBI single to send Brian Holbertson home. Russell's bat was hot again in the bottom of the seventh when he unloaded a 3-run homer to left field to give UNC a 10-0 lead over the Citadel.
The first pitch to Russell. This is hit hard towards left field. Going back is DeCarroll again. Looking up and see ya. A 3-run homer. Michael Russell has made it 10-0 Carolina.
Tar Heels added three more in the eighth while neglecting to allow the Citadel to score. Tar Heels won their eighth shutout game of the season with a final score, UNC 13, Citadel nothing. With the win, Carolina is now 42-4 overall, still 19-3 in the ACC. Tar Heels get a brief break for exams before they suit up on Tuesday to take on James Madison, again a 6 p.m. game in Chapel Hill. Again, that is next Tuesday at Boshimer Stadium. Former UNC men's basketball coach Bill Guthridge will be inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame today. And Kelvin Bryant, the former Carolina football star, will also be inducted. Guthridge was Dean Smith's assistant coach for 36 years. He repeatedly declined head coaching offers from other universities around the country, electing to stay with Dean Smith and the Carolina basketball program. When Smith retired in October of 1997, Coach Guthridge became the head coach. He led UNC to an ACC championship and two Final Four berths during his three seasons as head coach. In 1998, Guthridge became the sixth person to play on a Final Four team. He played for Kansas State and then lead a Final Four team as head coach. Guthridge was named National Coach of the Year in that same season. Guthridge's inductee class includes, as I mentioned, Kelvin Bryant, the former Carolina tailback who went on to have many years of professional football, Ron Francis, Wade Garrett, Tommy Helms, Marion Kirby, Rick McGeorge, Hugh Morton, Bob Quincy, Marty Sheets, and Mildred Southern. The 50th annual induction banquet set for this evening at the Raleigh Convention Center. For ticket information, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Archansky has a few words to say about Kelvin and also Coach Guthridge coming up on WCHL. It is 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hail, hail, Bill Guthridge and Kelvin Bryant, our newest Hall of Fame members. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Two deserving Tar Heels will be inducted into the 50th class of the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame tonight in Raleigh. Bill Guthridge and Kelvin Bryant, two men from different backgrounds and different sports, but who are both woven deep into the fabric of Carolina athletics and richly deserving inductees. Guthridge, of course, was Dean Smith's loyal right-hand man for 30 years, the glue that held the program together off the court, and the prime teacher for UNC big men and shooters on the court. It's no coincidence that Carolina had a run of all-star bigs from Rusty Clark to Lee Deadman to Bob McAdoo to Bobby Jones to Mitch Kupchak to Tommy Lagarde to Sam Perkins to Brad Daugherty to JRE to Eric Montross to Rasheed Wallace to Anton Damerson to Serge Swicker and to Brendan Haywood. most of them future pros and all of them super achievers. And oh yes, during the Smith-Guthridge years, the Tar Heels were always among the highest percentage shooting teams in the country. We all know Guthridge turned down numerous head coaching jobs to stay with Smith and only took over the team after Smith's surprise retirement at 66 in 1997. Guthridge took the program to a 90-28 mark in two Final Fours as the UNC head coach before retiring himself after the 2000 season. Way to go, Coach Gut. Bryant was the oft-injured star running back for the Tar Heel teams in the late 70s and early 80s, although he still put up some staggering numbers, such as 3,267 career yards, 38 touchdowns, and about 5 yards per carry. But the Tarboro native's best-remembered game was the opener's junior season against East Carolina, rushing for 211 yards and 19 carries and an ACC record 6 touchdowns. On the last 2 scores, Bryant ran through the end zone and handed the ball to stricken former teammate Steve Streeter, the all-star safety who'd been paralyzed in a car crash the previous February. Best gesture ever, KB. Bill Guthridge, the quiet Kansan who became a Tar Heel for life, and Kelvin Bryant, the explosive native son who never quite fulfilled his unlimited potential, are right where they belong tonight, etched into North Carolina history forever. This is our chance, team. See ya.
Hey, all right, let me just add my kudos to that. Boy, what a couple of great inductions for Carolina in the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. Kelvin Bryant, who was so much fun to watch when he was in a Carolina uniform, and Bill Guthridge, who doesn't have a lot of respect for Bill Guthridge. 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
What do the mayor of Chapel Hill, a Carolina basketball star, and the wife of Carolina's athletic director have in common? Join us Saturday night, May 4th, at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium as these Carolina celebrities showcase their dance moves for the second annual Dancing with the Stars of Carolina. Proceeds benefit the opening of Chapel Hill's first Boys and Girls Club. For tickets and information, go to www.dancingwiththestarsofcarolina.com. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our youth.
Hey, I'm going to be there along with Freddie Kiger to MC the festivities Saturday night, Dancing with the Stars of Carolina.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's 61% off, $125 for 1 month of unlimited jiu-jitsu classes, available now for $76. Head trainer Mozzie's Hey Dairy has over 30 years martial arts experience. Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu teaches a Brazilian martial art that focuses on practical self-defense techniques. Classes are fun and a great workout. It's 61% off from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. All full-size menu items, just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 55 degrees, cloudy with slight chance of drizzle today, a lot like yesterday's weather. High today about 68 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of about 70. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. On Sunday, a mostly cloudy day with a high of about 70 degrees. So clouds and mild temperatures are on the way for us.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett, they were college students, buddies of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Yohar Tsarnaev.
They were like normal students. They used to have lots of fun on campus. They were social. They used to go to a lot of parties.
That's another student who goes to UMass Dartmouth. Now the three friends are in custody facing federal charges. One suspect, Azmat Tuzankov, is accused of removing items from Johar Tsarnaev's room.
He has cooperated fully with the authorities and looks forward to the truth coming out in this case.
That's Tuzankov's lawyer, Harlan Protas. More from CBS's Elaine Kahano.
Authorities say that the three suspects actually discovered a backpack that had fireworks which had been emptied of their powder. They also found a laptop, and they were watching news reports and realized that Jahar Tsarnaev was one of the people involved in the bombing.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, 55 in Carborough this morning. Cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle today. High today in the upper 60s. Kind of a dreary day, but don't look at it that way. It's going to be a good day. Coming up, we're going to tell you about some exciting news. Yesterday's launch in Chapel Hill, and Cameron's is about to move to Carborough. Those stories on the way on WCHL. As budget season kicks into high gear, local and state officials are working to determine what services make up the local area's top priorities. But the local community is sharply divided on which of those entities should come first. Here's community member Greg Bell.
There is a level of service that we want to maintain, be it libraries or recycling pickup or affordable housing. It is very sad and will be even more sad to watch the gradual dismantling of those services. I just strongly feel that all of these things have been developed for a reason, and that even though the General Assembly is going to force a lot of unfounded mandates on us, we need to do our best to hold on and try to get through this.
Again, that is Greg Bell. Since the beginning of this year, Chapel Hill Town Council members have been focused on a process known as priority budgeting, where they will concentrate their funding and where they will consider making cuts. According to local resident Bonnie Hauser, three particular services are at the top of the list of entities that need the most attention in Chapel Hill and throughout Orange County, but she adds that at the same time, local government officials should limit the amount of funding that they put into any of them.
I don't know how to choose between public safety, schools, or libraries. Certainly we want them all, but I don't understand why our services have to be so much more expensive than everybody else. And I feel that every time we do something, we're not building a Cadillac, we're going for the Bentleys and the Bugattis. And that's a concern. So our recycling program, for example, this is just the curbside recycling, costs double what curbside recycling costs in any other county.
And Amanda Shirley, who's resided in North Carolina for almost 6 years, also says the Orange County area doesn't always have to outdo surrounding communities.
Every year it just feels like it's like we need to take more money away from this and more money away from that, and it's never about how can we more efficiently do this. If we could look at what we're doing with it, maybe we don't need three libraries, maybe we can do two libraries, you know, that kind of thing. But
as far as libraries are concerned, one major expense over the past several years has been the newly renovated Chapel Hill Public Library. The facility finally had its grand opening earlier this spring after budget cuts postponed the process several times over the past decade. But the project's financial burden still hasn't completely been erased. The financial burden is still out there, out of the $700,000 from the town budget that was projected for the new library. About $350,000 still has to be implemented into the library's operating budget cost. Another recent focus has been emergency services. In recent months, Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County have also all been focused on improving the efficiency of EMS resources. Hauser says it's an ideal opportunity to save money through cooperation.
The county needs about a dozen or so new ambulance substations, and they can build separate ones for nearly $1 million each, or they can co-locate them with the fire stations and save a lot of money and have our emergency services people work together. But it takes cooperation between the towns and the county to start coming to those decisions.
And according to local resident Jeff Danner, cooperation will be essential over the next few months as town officials begin discussing potential tax increases to offset budget shortfalls, even if it means that some town and county members are paying for services that they don't often use.
Different people find different things to be vital. I think you have to accept we come together as a community. I mean, community is not an a la carte proposition. And I think we just need to be willing to kick in and participate in that.
But even so, community member Lee Hevland says before local elected officials approve any hikes, they also need to consider the area's affordability.
It's going to displace the people who cannot afford to get here. And if you want to bring people to your community and have a true dynamic of all kinds of people with all kinds of talents, that will help you grow. Because the ones who are less talented will become talented. And they will be your future, and they will build their families, and their families build theirs, like Chapel Hill had for many years. But today, we're seeing people leave, and we need to stop that.
These comments and many more made during part one of the Bottom Line panel in the 2013 WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Community Forum. You can hear the 10-hour forum in its entirety by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Simultaneously, 18 new businesses opened their doors last night with the official grand opening of Launch Chapel Hill. A ribbon cutting in the afternoon, and here's what happened. Here's the mayor, Mark Kleinsmith.
Government, business, and higher education can come together to create a great economy. That's how Chapel Hill got to where it is today, and it's the only way we're going to meet the future we know our community deserves.
That's Chapel Hill's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt speaking just outside the business incubator located on Rosemary Street. He, along with Launch's entrepreneur-in-residence Jim Kitchen, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, and Orange County Commissioner's Chair Barry Jacobs, symbolized the finalization of a process Downtown Partnership Executive Director Meg McGurk says was almost exactly a year in the making.
We have all of these ventures that have already been in here for a few months that are already growing with these fantastic ideas. I mean, there's some of the most creative ideas inside of Launch right now. We all talk so much about what we want, but we actually made this happen.
The grand opening came on the day when Orange County's unemployment rate for March was released and once again came in as the lowest in the state. Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson says it's opportunities like Launch that will continue to bring that number down and help all of Orange County thrive.
Chapel Hill Carborough and Orange County have a great economy. We were late into this recession. We are first out, and entrepreneurship and innovation is going to be our future. We're going to focus on the university's growth and expansion, the hospital, education, and then things like this, like Launch Chapel Hill, where small and mid-sized enterprise can thrive here in our community.
And while jobs are statistically increasing in Orange County, Chapel Hill relies heavily on the creation of jobs from UNC. But as Chancellor Thorpe says, the continuous budget cuts handed out by the state legislature put a kink in that plan.
These are the jobs that will move the meter in terms of the unemployment rate. The university is lucky if we can keep our budget flat right now. So there's not going to be huge amounts of new hiring there, but the entrepreneurial businesses can grow quickly, and the more we start here, the more they can do that and contribute to Orange County's economy. So great news on the unemployment rate, and this is certainly part of the whole picture.
The Venture Lab is 3,500 square feet, so all 18 businesses are literally right next door to each other. While there are mentors and coaches helping them to eventually reach their goals of getting outside the four walls of Launch and helping them to be self-sustaining, Kitchen says some of the help has to come from one another.
A key part of this is really going to be getting these businesses to create this culture where they do support one another.
Each business startup signs a six-month agreement with Launch. If needed, that contract can be extended to 1 year. Then it's out into Chapel Hill, where Kitchen says there are a lot of opportunities just around the corner.
We have 140 West. Very soon we're going to have 123 West, which is the former University Square space. And then these companies will move to these other places across the street. So it's an incredible new ecosystem that we're developing here.
Last night's event welcomed many people from the community to walk through the new business incubator. You can see a gallery of images from the event on our website, chapelboro.com, where you can also find more information on Launch and its 18 ventures and hear the official remarks from last night's grand opening. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Cameron's Gift Shop is changing locations after 32 years in University Mall. It's moving to the 300 East Main space, the redevelopment project that hopes to be the entertainment, dining, and shopping center of downtown Carborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We just started thinking about new possibilities, different things we could do to increase our traffic. And at the same time, we'd heard about 300 East Main and found it intriguing, so we started a conversation with them and pretty instantly felt like it was the right place for us.
That's Wendy Smith of Cameron's. The shop calls itself a local gallery of jewelry, cards, clothing, bath, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's has been in their current space since 1987, but have been in the University Mall location since 1981. Cameron's will most likely be the first tenant to open in 300 East Main. Smith says they hope to move into their new space by late July or early August this year. Leasing agent Patty Benedict is a partner with Main Street Properties, the developer behind the project. She says Cameron's was a good fit for the space because it's been a part of the community for decades.
from the beginning, particularly really for this first phase, we have focused on targeting North Carolina-based companies, restaurants, and retail space to get them to the area.
Joining Cameron's will be the Charlotte-based Hickory Tavern, a family dining and sports cafe. Moonlight Management of Raleigh will be opening two restaurants in the location, East Main Meatball Shop and a tequila and empanadas restaurant that's still in the conceptual stages.
I think Carborough really does buy local, and I think Chapel Hill does as well, that they appreciate boutique and unique food offerings and tastings.
Benedict explains 300 East Main's development will be done in three phases. The opening of their restaurants and Cameron's relocation is a part of phase one. She says about 18,000 square feet of the first floor retail and restaurant spaces will be completed as a part of the first phase, as well as a parking deck adding 500 spaces. Hampton Inn & Suites is currently under construction right now. It's also included in phase one of the project. For more information about 300 East Main and the other phases of the redevelopment, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The new unemployment numbers are out for the first quarter of this year. And again, Orange County is the lowest unemployment county in the entire state at 5.6%. And that's actually down 0.3% from the previous quarter. 7:43 at WCHL, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
What to get your wife for Mother's Day can be tricky business. Have you ever gotten her something she did not appreciate? Like the legendary snow shovel. Yes, for Mother's Day, a true story. Or jumper cables. Again, a true story. These are legends you don't want to add to. All the while, it's so simple to get her a gift that's mother-tested and mother-approved. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. What is a mother-tested gift? We mean the ones that mothers, your wives, fellas, ooh and ah over every time they walk into our store. These are tested men, tried on, admired in mirrors, dreamed of, wished for by hundreds of women. Yes, we know what she likes. Come see us for the gifts that pass the most demanding requirements of the most giving woman in your world. The gifts that get 5 stars and the red imprint of her lips on your face. Fellas, come see what's tested and what's approved. And you'll love how she shows her approval. Grimble Jewelers, we are mother tested and mother approved.
7:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock, and time now for today's commentary on WCHL. If you do any driving on Estes Drive in Chapel Hill, near the new library, newly expanded library, you want to hear what Raleigh Mann has to say.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Talk about overlooking the obvious. The story goes that Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were on a camping trip, and they pitched their tent under the stars and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Holmes awakened and said, "Watson, look up and tell me what you deduce." Opening his eyes, Watson said, "I see billions of stars. It's likely that some of these stars have planetary systems, and furthermore, I deduce there's probably oxygen on some of those planets, and it's possible that life has developed on a few of them. Is that what you see?" Holmes replied, "No, you idiot. Somebody stole our tent." Now, about that new traffic light on Estes Drive near the newly remodeled library. This is not to suggest that those who plan traffic improvements in Chapel Hill are idiots. Of course they aren't. They do some very nice things. That new traffic light does help the folks coming from the library, after all. But you do have to wonder if those planners actually drive in this town. The other day, I saw several drivers trying to take advantage of that new traffic light and enter Estes Drive. I say trying to because, of course, that left turn lane at Estes Drive and East Franklin Street, the one that lets eastbound traffic turn north onto Franklin, Franklin was back far up the hill, as usual, making it difficult for library patrons to shoehorn their way onto Estes Drive. Have you noticed? It seems that that turn lane usually is backed way up, several cars deep, and drivers who want to turn left have to squeeze over into the straight-ahead lane and cheat over the center line. Unsafe and illegal. It's been that way for years. Do you think we might have fixed that problem first before we put in that traffic light? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Hey, Raleigh. I feel your pain.
747 at WCHL. 13 minutes until 8 o'clock. Strong Stutz. Rachel Nash has strolled into the studio. And when I say... When I say stroll, it fits with Rachel, does not fit with Brian Chakos. I sometimes say he strolls in, but he kind of bursts in like a bowl at a china shop or something. He's going to be here in a few minutes. But
So I won't say anything bad about him?
You better not. Yeah. What's happening at chapelroad.com today?
Lots of stuff is actually going on. We have a new column up from Dr. Tina LaPage in her column Parenting Paige, which is a lighthearted look at psychologists and her parenting adventures with her daughter Paige. Today is Mama Bear, and Dr. LaPage talks about the defensive strategies of her daughter. In Art and Entertainment Lifestyle, Brendan Sezulik has a piece about the current Deepak show of Priscilla, which is running this week, and Dirty Durham. We'll also have a new gallery up, Ray of Hope. Friends and loved ones gathered at Carolina Club for the second annual Ray of Hope brunch and silent auction, which proceeds are going towards the Jason Kendall Ray Foundation, a foundation dedicated to the mission of education, community service, raising awareness for organ donation, along with raising money for UNC Hospital Comprehensive Transplant Centers Foundation. And remember, if you want to check any of this out, make sure you go to our new site, chapelboro.com. It looks great. It's sleek. So just go check it out. Lots of new features.
Dirty Durham, huh?
Yeah, that tripped me up a little bit, but Dirty Durham.
I haven't heard that before. Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And let's just transition right into traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden.
Woo-hoo!
Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, here is Rachel Nash with a look at your morning traffic.
Right back at you. All clear this morning, which is good news. Hopefully no accidents. Nothing happening on I-40, 15501, 54, Durham Freeway. All clear. Now, if you do see something, be a WCHL Road Warrior and call us in our newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. But if you do it safely and pull over.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Talk to you in a little bit.
Sounds
WCHL's
good.
Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at carborofamilymedicine.net. It is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy today. Slight chance of drizzle, pretty much like yesterday. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of about 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 45. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy again with a high of about 70 degrees. So definitely some mild temperatures on the way and a lot of clouds in our future. So, you know, don't get discouraged by that. Wayne Pond is here this morning. And Wayne, how are all the ripples in the pond this morning? Anything exciting happening in Chatham County?
I'm floating on the surface of the cauldron, the boiling cauldron of optimism.
I'm going to come skim a few stones across the pond this morning.
Block that metaphor. Block that metaphor.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you got a good word for us today?
Oh, man. Have I come up with a dandy?
All
Ron,
right.
I'll tell you, it was as easy as just reaching for the next one on the top of the stack.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way it works. Oh, the secret is out. All right, the word of the day is flugacious.
Flugacious. Okay.
It sounds like a word you use in one of those bad TV scripts that you used to write on the side, right?
One of the what?
One of the words that you used to write in those bad TV scripts that you did. And, you know, falling asleep during the overnight shift and writing TV scripts, wasn't that you? No, wait, that wasn't you, Ron. That was one of the idiots who preceded you, I'm sure.
It could probably be a reality show on OWN right now on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Flugacious.
Flugacious. All right. F is in father, F-U-G-A. C is in cat, C-I-O-U-S. F-U-G-A, C-I-O-U-S.
Okay,
you said there to clear my throat.
Fugacious and not flugacious.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's foo and not flu.
Yeah, no L in there.
You so
okay,
but you look it up, brother, and figure out what's going on here. Fugacious, flugacious. Do you have anything even approaching a scintilla of a jot, of a tittle, of a clue about what this word means?
Well, as Lionel Richie used to say. Outrageous! Is that it?
That's good.
That's just
good.
A guess.
Well, let's begin with this. It is an adjective. Fugacious is a word that means lasting a short period of time, that which is evanescent, right?
Leave evanescence out of it.
As though you effervescent. That's Ron Stutz. All right, well, there's what the word says. Lasting a short time, evanescent. Hmm. The word of the day is flugacious, so it's not going to last long, Ron. You only have a second or two here to enjoy it, okay?
I have to use it quickly.
Oh, there it goes. There it just evaporated in front of us.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Whoops. It's gone already.
Hey, good boy. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Adios.
Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Well, I don't know. Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and give me the right definition. And if you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers, because that's how this whole thing works. All right. Thank you very much, Wayne Pond. All right. 97.9 FM, WCHL. It's Ron Stutz along with Brian Chakos.
What's up, man?
Not a lot. I'm hoping that you can inspire something exciting to happen around here.
Well, I am inspired.
I mean, I just got off the phone with Wayne Pond, you know.
Wayne. Yeah man.
That's about as exciting as it gets.
That is a good man right there.
Wayne's doing all right.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Wayne getting geared up for the weekend.
What was the word? It's too long, probably.
I don't want to go over it again, man. Wayne's already said it 8 times.
We need you. We need you right here for the clean joke of the day.
Right.
We need your mindset.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do my best for you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
But you're the one with all the pressure on you, because you got a good joke.
I need your best effort right here.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Here's your best effort. All right, man. What you got?
All right, man. This is from our, literally, fan favorite of the show, Mae McClendon.
Oh, yeah.
Fan favorite.
Yeah, except I'm her fan, not the other way around.
Yeah, agreed. So, and the joke is titled Blonde Sheep Winner.
Uh-oh.
Blonde sheep winner.
You tell a blonde joke?
I guess it's a blonde joke.
You have all the blondes in town mad at you.
I know.
All right.
Thank God we only got one in the office, so we can. But she's a tough one, so.
Yeah, really.
All right, folks, here's a clean joke of the day. There was a blonde who was tired of all the blonde jokes and decided to dye her hair brown.
Uh-huh.
She then went for a drive in the country and came upon a shepherd herding his sheep across the road. She asked the shepherd, "If I guess how many sheep there are here, can I keep one?" He replied, "Sure." Out of the blue, she blurts out, 352. He is stunned, but keeps his word and allows her to pick out a sheep.
I mean, that was the right number?
I guess it was the right number.
Wow.
She looks and searches and finally picks out the cutest one. He looks at her and says, "If I guess what color your hair really is, can I have my dog back?"
Now,
thank you, May. You're the best.
We're not just picking on blondes here. It could have been about lawyers. It could have been about football players.
Correct. I'm sure it was about football players.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man.
See you, bud.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeffrey Robinson is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Jeffrey Robinson is one of our ESL teachers. He is at Carborough High School, and he is outstanding. outstanding. He has started a homework club after school for students that need some extra support with math and writing and any subjects that they need help a couple of afternoons a week. And he's got about 50 students staying after school to get extra help from volunteers.
That's George Ann McKay, ESL and volunteer specialist with the Chapel Hill Cabarrus City School System. Tonight, I'll be at the school board meeting to present Jeffrey Robinson with a WCHL award for use of volunteers in the classroom.
This award is given each year to a teacher who has consistently made use of volunteers during the school year, and they've offered that opportunity to students to get the support, so they've worked well with volunteers, and they just have done a wonderful job managing volunteers, which he has done this year as well as years past. He was a teacher at East Chapel Hill High before going over to Carver High School, so he's consistently, year after year, had volunteers in the school supporting students.
Not only is Jeffrey Robinson supportive of the students, but he also supports the volunteers in a big way.
He provides volunteers with the materials, whatever they need to work with a student and what they're struggling with, if it's science, what the project is. And so they have this hour after school that these kids are getting some great help, and these volunteers feel like, oh, they're really needed. So he makes them feel like their time is valued while they're there in the afternoon.
If you'd like to volunteer,
our school system makes available opportunities for community people, for UNC students, for retired people to come into the schools, help in a classroom, and this is pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. With any needs that teachers have, that students in the classroom need support, we have school reading partners, writing volunteers, ESL volunteers, and the list goes on and on.
Jeffrey Robinson certainly makes great use of volunteers.
Ah, he's a fun guy. The kids like him. They say, oh, Mr. Robinson, he knows everything. So he really does know exactly what the students are need, and he really makes his presence known. The kids come to him for help.
Our thanks to George Ann McKay for the nomination, and congratulations, Jeffrey Robinson, ESL teacher at Carborough High School. He's today's WCHL Hometown
Performance
Hero.
Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's 61% off, $125 for 1 month of unlimited jiu-jitsu classes, available now for $76. Head trainer Mozzie's Hey Dairy has over 30 years martial arts experience. Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu teaches a Brazilian martial art that focuses on practical self-defense techniques. Classes are fun and a great workout. It's 61% off from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel Hill.